Welcome to Best Threesome Ever, a podcast discussing all things revolving around nerdy pop culture. Probably not what you were expecting, but it's just as fun. Now here are your hosts, Nick, Rob, and Kevin.
Clockwise around the table, it will go big, medium, small.
Yeah.
Accurate.
All right, here we go. Best Threesome Ever, episode 173, brought to you by Jaybird Wines. I'm Nick.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kevin.
And we are back again with another fun, exciting episode where we're going to talk about stuff.
Woo, stuff.
Stuff and things and things and stuff.
Favorite subject.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had an episode, and that's all right. We've kind of been busy and shit. Film careers are taking off and shit and stuff and things and stuff.
Or at least a slight levitation, at least.
Right.
It's like hovering a couple inches off the ground at this point. That's awesome.
Well, I met some fun people at MarsCon. And
oh, yeah.
They were I'll talk about it later, but
cool.
They're pretty cool. And they might want to do some stuff. So
I like doing stuff.
Yeah. And they have shows that are actually streaming. Three of them. So
sweet.
Yeah. Anyways, hi guys. How you been?
Good.
Ill.
Went to New York.
You sure you
had
did.
Had a good time.
New York.
Documented the shit out of it.
I did. It was my first time there. Well, I might as well talk about it. It was my first time there since I was 15 years old. I went back when I lived in Connecticut for a very brief stint in my freshman year of high school. With my mother and her very alcoholic friend, Wendy. I think we drove most of the way, parked, and then took public transportation in. Mm-hmm. Just 'cause it's,
when you were 15?
Yeah. This is not a far drive from Connecticut.
Yeah, it's like...
No.
And so we went in, and it was cool, but because we went with my mother's alcoholic friend, all she wanted to do was bar hop and mm-hmm. see the exciting mm-hmm. bars of New York.
Kind of hard to do when you're 15.
To a 15-year-old, that is very boring.
Yeah.
I wanted to swindle some deals in Chinatown. We went near it. I wanted to see a couple of sites. I didn't want to go to anything crazy or far. Like, I'm like, I don't need to see the Statue of Liberty or anything like that, but... what I'd really like to see is the World Trade Center.
Oh, boy.
I thought they were really cool buildings. And I was like, I'd want to stand between them and feel like a tiny cool guy. And she's like, oh, we'll try and get to that. And so the day was starting to wind down, and Wendy and my mother, mostly Wendy, was extremely inebriated. And she's like, well, I'll tell you what. And I want everyone to know that... Kevin, at 15 years old, would have made this about 1998.
Oh, no.
So she's like, you know what? We live close. We'll definitely come back, and we'll actually do some sightseeing and do some stuff. Maybe go see a show or something, because I had just gotten done doing Midsummer's Night Dream in a community theater. And she's like, you know, we'll come back. I know you want to see the World Trade Center, but don't worry. It's not going anywhere.
Ah! Oh!
Ouch. You know, which is funny, because I was just there in 97. Yeah. Anyways.
Continue. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It went somewhere.
It went.
Sure did.
So we went, we saw the memorial, and I got to see the new one, and I took lots of pictures of that. I watched Saber expertly negotiate with street vendors. She's very good at bullying them.
I believe that. I love that.
It's magical to watch. We went to the Nintendo flagship store.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good time there. I got like an entire outfit of Nintendo wear.
Awesome.
I probably would have worn it, but I came from work, so. Mm.
So you settled for your...
Yeah, so I wore my legendary shirt from McGee's Pub, which is what McLaren's Pub and How You Met Your Mother is based off of.
Right.
But we saw Sleep No More in kind of its final days, which was really cool. We got to keep our masks and everything.
Nice.
I could probably talk about that show this entire podcast, but I'm not going to. It was very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Very weird. But, yeah, I got to see a lot of things I wanted to see. I ate a lot of amazing food. We did, Omakase sushi.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a mistake, because now butt-shit sushi we get here in Minnesota
will taste like garbage.
I was fine with Minnesota sushi. Mm-hmm. It did the job. It always hit the spot, but now after that
you can't go back.
They made sea urchin taste pretty good. It was I would call it the bottom tier of what I ate that night, but other experience with sea urchin is I always have a I'll try anything twice mentality. Once was plenty for sea urchin, but they even made that taste pretty good. Right. Everything else was made me want to just go in back and stab the chef to restore order to the universe. But
I lucked out when I was in New York last time, and I found one was right across from the hotel, and it was just like this little tiny sushi shop, which is below Midtown Comics. Sure. But it's really good. But it wasn't expensive. And then another one that I found, it was in the lower level of some building. It was dark and beautiful and just so good.
Nice. And this is one where you had to like go down into it. That's how you know it's going to be good. Yeah. It's, next time I go, because we might make this a yearly thing now, because like I felt at home there. At no point was I ever like scared of my well-being. Like when you first get there as a Midwesterner, you're like everyone's gonna stab and rob me, but then like after the first night I was like, this is great. I love it. I there was a halal cart because there's three on every corner. But there was one very specific one right outside of our hotel, which we were staying in the Millennium, where the Harry Potter, not the actual Harry Potter musical, but the musical that Daniel Radcliffe Harry Potter is in with the guy from Knock the Cabin and some of the girls. It was apparently very good, but tickets were
hella.
They were hella.
Did you go to the ticket place in Times Square to try to rush them?
We didn't really have we needed to plan in advance when we were going to go. So that just didn't, because we would always find things to do. So,
right.
But I ended up running into Adrian Okamachi when I was there.
I saw that.
Which
I was
fucking weird. So we went to the Met together.
I love that.
It was such a good, needed vacation, because all of our recent vacations have been very structured, very okay, we have to do this at this time, this at this time. Even Vegas, all of our things were planned in advance, so we didn't have a lot of time to just what do we want to do today, because we already knew. This one, the only thing we had on the books was Sleep No More. Other than that, it was just let's find something to do. And we did. And
that's how I prefer to go about stuff most of the time.
The next time we go, I hope we can stay just a little bit longer so we can take just a teeny tiny trip to New Jersey, so I can go to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret
Story. It's about an hour.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know.
Right.
He already did that.
I already did the math. I already mathed it.
Yeah, I did too, because when I was there last time, I was like, do I have time to go? No, I won't. I will recommend a pizza place that's in Brooklyn. And it's actually kind of fun, because you can actually take the train right down to Brooklyn Bridge, get off, walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, which is pretty fun to do. And then it's just a short little jaunt around the corner. Mm-hmm. When I say short, I mean it's a little bit of a jaunt, but it's not horrible, but it's well worth it. And the pizza is, it's good.
Yeah, by all means, hit me. Because the next time we go, I also want to see more of New York. Because we mostly stayed to Manhattan, with the exception of a brief, literally round trip stint to Staten Island, just so I get some good pictures of the statues.
And if you like history, and where
history.
Who was it? The Al Pacino, they filmed. He did not Hamlet.
Scarface.
Nope.
Goodfellas.
Nope. Shakespeare. Maybe it was Hamlet. I don't know.
Richard
Madness. Nah, maybe it was Richard II.
Othello.
Anyways, he filmed it in this thing, and it's a
much
big.
Much do about nothing.
It's way up north. It's North Manhattan past Washington Heights. So you can go. Yeah, exactly. But it's this nice, beautiful little thing up on a hill, and it's all this old, churchy kind of stuff and history. It's pretty cool. I was there once. It's kind of a fun little thing. I think it's $10 to get in or something, $20 to get in.
Beautiful little thing up on a hill is what Aaron calls Megan's nipples.
Hey,
it's a true story.
Give me more extension. God, I came 70%.
His back is fucked.
There's always stuff to do in New York. It's just
I haven't been there since.
That's what I love about it.
2013.
Yeah.
But I bet you didn't have to go bar hopping the whole day.
That's true.
2013 as well.
But
I was 20. I had just turned 21. It was
the
last time I was there was when Aaron proposed, actually, when we went to MoMA, and he proposed in front of Starry Night, and I cried, and I didn't say yes until the security guard actually was like, hey, say yes, and I'm like, oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check out MoMA next time. We did the Met side.
We did,
but I got to see
we did the Met too.
The big old, it was way bigger than I thought it was. George Washington, what is it, the Carolina or Columbia?
Crossing the Delaware.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's
fucking huge. It's huge.
Huge.
Huge. I had no idea. I knew it was big, but that motherfucker is big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very.
Unlike the Mona Lisa, which you think is going to be big, and it's the size of my dick. Aggressively medium.
I was going to say like a postcard.
Well, aggressively medium. It's fun. New York is fun.
Yeah, I could talk about the whole podcast, but I'll keep it there. I'll probably talk about it a little more during New York.
Right. Yeah. I went to Vegas and it was okay. I mean, it was fun.
We need to go to Vegas, my friend.
As in the three of us?
Whoever, yeah.
Why not? Hell yeah.
Because I've never been to Vegas.
Oh my God, best threesome ever life from Vegas would be
amazing. Oh my God, yes.
And we would have to go see Absinthe.
Yeah.
You would have to see every.
Still haven't. I guess Battle Bats was a show.
Yeah.
About that Nerd Grabs.
That did look fun as hell.
We can take video, though. They're like, you can take pictures, but don't take video.
Lame.
Because it's,
You couldn't do anything in Sleep No More. You had to give your phone to them.
Oh, dang. Not even like the Kevlar bag shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Give your phone to them.
Wow.
And if they caught you with your phone, like if you snuck it in, you would be just ejected.
Ejected.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, they kind of protect that.
I'll talk more about that later.
Yeah,
right. Well, let's just go right into it. What have we been watching? Some things. Halo did come back.
They changed Cortana. She looks more like Cortana and less like what's her face.
Isn't it?
It's still the voice.
Right. I thought the one in the first season was the actual actress that.
No, the physical body of Cortana was the same actress who's the doctor, but the voice was still Cortana.
Gotcha.
Now they've made Cortana look more like Cortana and less like the doctor.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I was. And they could always just write off as well. I got removed from, so I had to change my appearance, whatever.
Of course. And then Kai's being kind of a piece of shit, but like, I also get it, but it's also hard to stay mad at her because she has one of the nicest butts on the face of the planet.
Yeah. I talked about this at MarsCon, so we had a panel at MarsCon about weapons and stuff like we usually do.
Yeah.
And I talked about that. So what?
I said I miss helping you with that.
Oh, okay.
But I also haven't been to MarsCon in like 19 years, so.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's a very okay con.
Yeah. I talked about how like in the second episode, wherever the big battle is, and like they finally like acted like soldiers for the first time, and they were like talking to each other and like I'm moving, I'm cover, blah blah blah. I'm like, wow, I'm rather impressed for a comic book a video game show, which my buddy hates because he's like, Master Chief should have taken his helmet off, blah blah.
Shut up. The boy needs to make his money, okay?
Right. I'm like, it's still good. Look at it. Stop thinking it's going to be the video game. He's like, well, they did that with The Last of Us. I said, yes, because The Last of Us has a great story within the video game. Halo itself is like this alien.
The
is
thing with the stuff and
like, there's
now fight.
Story, but you're usually too busy being shot at to pay attention to it.
Right.
All of the story comes from like the books that are supplemental to it that only you fucking nerds give a shit about.
Right. And I just go, it's based off it. It doesn't, don't compare. He keeps comparing things to what he wants it to be from what either the video game or like Mortal Kombat, when he's like, I want it to be the 90s. But I'm like, the new one was just as good. It was just as campy and silly as the other one.
But I got to tell you, Fallout looks like it's going to be incroyable. We'll talk about that trailer in a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want it to be the way you want it, you make it.
Right.
Right.
But I'm enjoying it.
I am too.
I have fun watching the show.
I do too. I'm curious to see where they go with it. With the whole separation, and then they've lost two of them, spoilers. And so I'm curious what's going to happen.
Me too. I kind of hope Nathan Fillion shows up as his character from Halo Reach.
Right.
I think that's just a
Or ODST?
Endo.
Both? Maybe both.
That's just a thought. I just hope Nathan Fillion shows up.
I hope Nathan
Anywhere.
Fillion shows up.
Anytime.
I hope he does too, because the rookie is becoming really stupid and campy.
I can't with that show.
I watched the trailer and I'm like, that looks really dumb and campy and just like Castle.
But except without the whimsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Castle
like,
and whimsy.
It's just they're stretching at this point. They should have stopped it a couple of seasons ago, to be honest with you.
Stanek Katic, is that her name? Girl from Castle. She's hot.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
But yeah, Halo's good.
Halo's good.
Halo's very good.
I started watching The Regime on Max. Oh,
so did we. The first Caitlin's episode, it's weird. She is
so good.
I don't know what she's doing with the side of her mouth thing that she's talking out of. It's a character choice. I have so many questions.
I know.
But like, it's weird and I'm into it.
I asked Aaron, I'm like, did something happen with Kate Winslet's mouth? Like, or is she doing that? Like, she's doing it.
She's doing it.
Like, and it just, I cannot wait to see.
It switches tones about 40 times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm there for every second of it. Episode 2 gets, it's so good. I'm very excited to see where it goes. And Kate Winslet
is bae.
Be my mommy.
I was watching a couple things. Masters of the Air.
I've been watching that, sort of.
About the 100th Bomber Squadron in World War II, who mm-hmm. just completely fucking got annihilated.
Yeah.
Literally, they had the worst track record.
Everybody dies.
Pretty much. They had started out with, 35 planes. And
literally everybody dies.
It's like Titanic, okay?
It's kind of like Titanic.
They start out with, 35 planes, and they end with, 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they get replaced, but, 2 originals. And that's... They just get... And nobody could figure out why, because all the other bomber squadrons did just fine, mostly. But, the 100th just got completely just eradicated.
Just wiped out.
It's very good. It stars Elvis and a couple other people.
Fade, right?
Fade's in there, yeah.
Fade.
Elvis. He's Fade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In
Austin Butler from the Shannara Chronicles,
yeah,
where he got his big break.
Yes.
A lot of people hated, but I liked
it. It also has that one guy from.
He was
from the Eternals.
Oh, the Negan guy?
He wore all black.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. He's in it for a minute.
Yeah.
He was, I think, if it's the same guy he was in that you're talking about, he was in Emma.
Yeah, I think it was also in Dunkirk. Can't remember. Yeah. All Quiet on the Western.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyways, he's been in a few things. He's very good.
Yeah.
Like
his character.
And I did finally watch Oppenheimer.
I got Sabre to watch that finally after she said she wasn't gonna.
Still haven't. And I do want to.
Oscar bait movie.
I mean,
such an Oscar bait movie, but you know what?
Did it pay off?
Yeah,
earned
absolutely.
It.
Did the Oscar bait pay off? Yes,
I, now I'm assuming you just watched it on TV.
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Well, here's why.
Okay.
Callum Turner is that guy's name.
Thank you.
Because when I watched it on TV, even we have good speakers, the explosion of the nuke, because it's silent for a really long time, and then suddenly it's like, boom.
Spoilers.
That's just how
it
works.
Is big, but in the theaters, I thought I was going to die.
You really felt
this explosion tried to kill me.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
That Atmos is
fucking god.
I felt the same way in Dune. Parts in Dune.
Felt it in your fucking chest. Oh yeah, because we did the Prime, the AMC Prime, where they turned the base up to fucking 11.
Yeah.
Trying to make you shit yourself, yeah.
For real. So when the sandworms are coming, you're like,
good movie. Yeah, exactly.
I
yeah, it's good. It was so awesome. I'm just glad Robert Downey Jr. finally got a fucking Oscar.
For him. Fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Just what a wonderful human being. Wow. I thought it was, and it's an Oscar bait movie, and they probably could have made it about 40 minutes less if they didn't do all the trippy stuff, but I get it, I guess. It's an Oscar bait, artsy-fartsy. They want to make a little artsy-fartsy in the
Christopher Nolan,
fucking Nolan, man.
Nolan makes long fucking movies,
right? And if you do understand that there was a point when Oppenheimer actually did kind of lose his fucking mind, and so I guess they captured that very well with the way they did it in the film, and so like people literally thought he was like just cuckoo bananas nuts. Yeah. But you know, he guess he fixed himself, I guess, after he created a weapon that. Mass destruction, but whatever.
And literally changed the course of human history.
Right. And
forever.
That cast is star studded up the wazoo.
Like, every time somebody new popped up, everyone was like, holy shit! I was like, I knew it!
And I didn't even realize that fucking
Han Solo.
Nope.
But yep.
But yeah. no.
Young Han Solo.
Ansel. Elgort.
Alan Emmerich. No. Ansel Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah.
Not
Josh Brolin. God damn it. Fucking names. It's Sin City, The Beginning. It's fucking Hollywood Homicide with Harrison Ford.
Oh, Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett is in that movie.
He's getting something of a comeback lately.
Is he going to have a reconnaissance?
I hope so. Fucking he's coming back, and he was excellent in that film.
Did he have some like prosthetics on?
I think he just got old.
He's probably just gonna
maybe, but like his chin looked very different. And I was just, because I was like, I had to go back and like,
what's up with his
Josh Hartnett? I'm like, Josh,
what'd you do?
He kind of had like a, even if you like put on weight, I don't think
I think he just got a little chubby.
You know what I mean?
It's just kind of a little second chin thing.
Okay. I don't know. His chin looked whiter, not like double chinny. And I'm just like, because he used to kind of have like a pointy chin.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Maybe it just.
Yeah.
But that's also what just sort of happens when you get older. Fucking Matt Damon. Matt Damon used to have a tiny chin, and now his head is the widest in Hollywood.
Fucking Rami Malek's in it, and just that guy is in it.
Oh, Rami Malek fucking coming through with the thunder in that movie. Fucking Rami Malek. Watch this movie.
I'm gonna watch it.
Florence Pugh just get
railed.
Oh my god.
See her beautiful body.
She is not a shy woman.
No.
I love it. Good for her.
No, doesn't care.
Isn't there.
You watch Emily Blunt watch her get absolutely folded by Killian Murphy.
Well, no, I was
going to
say, isn't there? I mean,
Killian Murphy. I don't think he understands how good of an actor he is.
So
shit about me. There it is.
Hi, welcome back.
Hey.
He does he has a sleep story on the Calm app.
Yeah.
That just rocks me to sleep.
I've also been watching Shogun.
How is that? Okay.
It is.
That's very good.
All right. Do you need a new pair of pants?
It's very good. It's very good.
It's very good. And I do not watch the English dubbed version.
Awesome.
Because no.
Is it just subtitled in English?
All of it except for when the one guy who's speaking Portuguese.
Love it.
He speaks English. And it's supposed to be Portuguese, though. But that's the only English in it.
It's the non-Japanese.
Correct. They're not even really speaking English. He's speaking supposed to be speaking Portuguese.
They're speaking Portuguese, but we're
hearing.
The actors are speaking English.
Yeah.
Right.
Because in the world of the show.
I watch it with the Japanese people speaking Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Because Hiro Sanada is the executive producer of this, who, again, is my absolute fucking dream crush of a man who is an underrated actor of all time.
Hiroyuki Sanada like could star in Phone Book the movie, and I would watch it.
Didn't
he just do something we were talking about not too long ago?
Probably. He's in a lot of shit. He was in fucking Gray Man. He was in Mortal Kombat. He's in so much shit.
Wick,
I think
he was. Yeah. And then he fought Donnie Yen for 2 seconds, and I was creaming my pants going, oh my god, this fight's gonna be fucking awesome, and you get 2 seconds of it. I'm like, what a waste of such fucking talent. Take that fucking
holy shit
stairway scene and cut about 20 minutes off of it. Like, he comes down,
give that to our boys.
Yes, you have two masters in a movie that's just cuckoo bananas with stunts, and you have these two phenomenal actors and sword masters having a duel, and you waste it. Wasted that moment.
How old do you think Hiroyuki
is? He is 64. 65.
Oh, okay. 63.
I was going to say, I think he's 63 or 64.
Or 1960.
Yeah.
63.
But Shogun is so good. And one thing.
He doesn't look it.
He doesn't look it.
No. Son of a bitch.
That's, I had to scroll back up because I'm on his Wikipedia page right now. And I'm like, 1966 was his first movie? How old is this fucking guy?
So in this version, they are paying particular attention to detail, which I really love, especially the historical stuff. The only exception to the actors of not being historically accurate are they're not having them like dirty their teeth and they're not having them shave their eyebrows. Those are the only two things. Everything else is the fabrics, the way they carry their weapons, the way they speak, the way they do everything is all pretty much very, very historically accurate.
Nice.
And it's so good. And so it's just now starting to get very violent. But it, you know, it kind of brings me back to my childhood when I watched the original Shogun. Well, it wasn't the original, but it was, re-aired. And when I say I watched it, I use that very lightly, because what I mean by that is it was on while I was, you know, kung fu fighting with my G.I. Joe guys. When they were like, because I didn't want really care for the story. I was like,
I just want to see guys beat the shit out of
I
want to
see
other guys.
Kung fu guys, because I was in karate. I'm like, let's watch fucking kung fu. You know, so I'd watch the action scenes, and then once those were over, I would go back. But it's so good. It's so very good.
That Anna Sawai.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too good looking. Good looking girl.
Yeah.
It's a good show. You should watch it.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I've seen little featurettes here and there about just the detail and the historical accuracy that they were going for, so I've been like, oh, that looks cool, it's on my list, but I just haven't gotten to it because I've been watching other stuff.
Right.
There's stuff to watch.
There's stuff. So much stuff.
Watching The Bad Batch.
Is it out again?
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 episodes in.
Clearly I have not watched it because there's so many other things. I'm like, I can't even keep track of what fucking. Yeah, there's,
I didn't know there were.
Is it?
I think this next episode, Ventress comes back.
I believe this is their last
season. It is their last season, yeah. And I think they're going to end with something important.
God, okay.
There's another Omega.
Omega.
But she's older.
Is it better, worse, second season? Better, kind of in between.
Better.
Okay. I'll watch it.
So it's they're doing a lot more with like the intrigue, which was the best episodes of season 2, like the ones with like Crosshair and shit. Mm-hmm. So they're sticking to that.
Yeah.
And I think they realized that's where it was at its best.
Yeah, I have to get back on that train, I guess. But I haven't. There's everything else is coming out.
No,
I had to watch all that shit. Let's get to Last Airbender.
Let's get
Oh boy. I hear people complaining. I watched it. I binged watched it over a couple of days.
We've been watching it every couple of nights. We've been watching one episode to kind of stretch it out. So I'm only a few episodes in.
Mm.
But that's okay.
That's fine.
Like, I don't know what happens.
Right. I mean,
it
follows the story pretty well.
Yeah.
And so you guys are probably, well, I know you are, bigger Last Airbender fans than I. Not that I'm not a huge fan of it. I just not into all of the everything. I watched the original animated one, and I see why people are bitching, but at the same time, it's like, you kind of gotta. So they're taking this live action and they're trying to adapt it for all the people that watch it as when they were younger,
mm-hmm.
and try to make it more serious, but trying to add in the little things from the animated series, but it's hard to make. Animation, especially Japanese animation, the quirkiness of it play and read well in live action.
Right. I will say, it is American, just with an anime style to it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all American made.
But it's also hard to translate a lot of the goofiness of the show. And I know, and they also have like budget restraints and they're trying to take, you know, a show that like that would have 20 some odd episodes of the season down to 10. So
it was, I watched the original cartoon when it was as it was airing. I was like peak.
Yeah, you were the target, you were target audience
for that show when it was coming out. I love it. I have loved it. I'm not like, you know, I've rewatched it so many times. I went into this and I put zero expectations on anything anymore. And I actually figured out it's because of that piece of shit M. Night Shyamalan, The Last Airbender movie. That was my first major adaptation disappointment ever.
Yeah. So here's a funny story.
Oh,
I was not the target audience for Avatar The Last Airbender. And I didn't, and even though I was a giant child, I didn't really just have an opportunity to really watch it.
Yeah.
So my first viewing of The Last Airbender, anything.
Oh, God.
Was M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender. And so when I watched it, I was like,
what the fuck?
No, no, no. I was like, what's everybody complaining about? This is kind of good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun because I didn't have I didn't have a childhood being ruined by it. I'm like, and so then when I was like, well, now I want to watch Avatar The Last Airbender. And as I was watching, I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. And okay, cool.
Now, here's what I want. A lot of people liken it to, and I want to tell them why they're wrong. They say it's the same level of childhood ruining as Dragon Ball Evolution was for people my age.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wrong. Because here's the thing, is that Dragon Ball Evolution was bad because it adapted Dragon Ball, but everybody wanted Dragon Ball Z. I know you might not know what I'm talking about here.
Not a clue.
I have a very vague idea.
Akira Toriyama, rest in peace, who just died, by the way, is basically one of he's one of the reasons we have anime culture here. Right? Dragon Ball Z, is one of the big things that brought anime to the United States.
Yeah.
Not to mention his work on like Chrono Trigger, a lot of old SNES games.
Yeah.
The man was an artist, and so. Dragon Ball sucks. It's stupid. It's campy. It's nonsense. People seem to forget the fact that the first wish made to the dragon was a pig man asking for one of the female character's panties. It's not a good show. Dragon Ball Evolution, because it was an adult Goku, you wanted it to be Dragon Ball Z, the more serious show, the action-y show, the wild fights, the serious tones. It wasn't Dragon Ball Z. It was Dragon Ball. And for that aspect, it was a really good adaption. Were there really stupid choices made, like calling basically their ki attacks airbending?
Yep.
Yes, there were some stupid choices that were made. But it was exactly like Dragon Ball in that it was campy, in that it sucked, in that Yamcha was annoying and deserved to die. It was all of those things. And it was actually, if you put it against Dragon Ball, you're like, oh, this is actually that show. It's just Goku's an adult instead of a 10-year-old, because that would have been fucking weird.
Right.
So that's all I have to say about that. So yes, my first Avatar thing was M. Night Shyamalan. So
I think that's hilarious. I love that you came around. M. Night Shyamalan's adaptation was just like, we watched it the other night because Aaron was like, we're rewatching through the cartoon now that we've watched through the live action series.
That's what I'm gonna do next.
Yeah, it's
because I actually haven't seen Legend of Korra yet either.
Legend of Korra is fun. I'm excited. It's got a more, it's
more adult,
a little more,
it's a little more serious. It's a little more like spirit worldy, which is kind of cool, but like, anyway. And then, you know, you get to see some of the characters all grown up and in their 80s or whatever. Anyway, where was I going?
So then you were watching the
so before we started, we started the animated series. Aaron was like, hey, I know you're gonna hate this. And you can say, I will sit through whatever commentary you want to make, but I think we have to watch the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
That's
and I'm like,
I do.
You son of a bitch.
As soon as I finished the anime series, I want to watch.
So I popped an edible and we did it, and it was so bad. And I just, like, there were so many, like, okay.
No, that's how you really feel.
We fucking hate this movie. M. Night Shyamalan, right? He's Indian, from Indian, of Indian descent.
I'm for sure gonna say from Indiana.
No, not from Indiana.
He's from South Asian Indiana.
South Asian Indiana, Canada. So he made, like, forget for a fact that Katara and Sokka are white people, and Aang, they're all white people, and that their names are fucking Sokka and Aang and Katara and
Sokka, by the way, played by Ira. Jasper from Twilight.
Yeah. Jasper from Twilight. And Zuko was Dev Patel. I really fucking wanted to love it. I think he would have nailed that fucking role if the script wasn't shit. He could have done such a good job as Zuko. It would have been great. I love Dev Patel.
Yes, a new movie coming out that I'm so fucking excited
for. I love him. I have loved him since Slumdog Millionaire. And yes, I know that movie is super problematic. I wrote a whole paper about why it's problematic. Anyway.
The Green Knight was fucked up.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I liked it. It was fucked up.
Anyway, he would have eaten that role for fucking breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
Even at age, what, like 18, 19 that he was when it filmed, he was...
I am already.
He is like 2 years older than I am. Which, again, makes me feel like a complete and utter failure, but whatever. Anyway. Asif Manvi.
He did his best.
Yeah. He did his best. Again. Like, M. Night Shyamalan made India and people of Indian descent the bad guys.
He was 20.
Okay,
well, probably 19 when he was filming it.
Like, he would have eaten that role for fucking breakfast, but
yeah,
alas,
the M. Night Shyamalan Last Airbender Wii game has a higher rating than the movie at a 4.6 versus a 4.0.
And actually, I looked it up while we were watching it. The kid who played Aang, every single time they said it in the movie, I'm like, fucking do a shot. I would rather die of alcohol poisoning than have to sit through this piece of shit ever again. He did The Last Airbender, he did the video game, and then he did Cowboys versus Aliens, and then he stopped acting.
He quit Hollywood because people hated him so much,
I hate that for him.
He got Jake Lloyded.
He did, and that's a shame. I think he could have
had a really fun career. Because from what I understand,
he's
a very good martial artist. He was like a black belt at his age.
Yeah, at like 14 or whatever. Yeah, he got Jake Lloyded, which is sad. I don't know what happened to Katara. I really don't care.
I gotta find out. God, why'd you do this to me?
I think she's still acting. She's in stuff. I don't know. Nothing that I've really seen or care about. But anyway, so going into this newest live adaptation,
she's
Netflix.
In that Hulu Chippendale show.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
The one with what's his face from
what's
Eternals?
His face? Yeah. Oh my god. Camille Nanjiani.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had like I said, I don't go into anything with expectations. I keep an open mind. I try to, you know, make the best of it. I liked this new adaptation. I liked it. There were issues, of course.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you take a 20 episode season and condense it into 8 1-hour episodes, which again, I really don't like that we're doing that to shows. I want
money
and time and streaming, and I get it, but I want, there's a whole episode, the whole Blue Spirit episode that kind of, I mean, I liked the way that they squished some of these plot lines together. But the original, like, Blue Spirit storyline kind of felt like a filler episode a little bit. Just to me, but I, you know, that's...
Yeah.
I thought the actor who plays Sokka did a really good job. I think he's one of the best parts of the new show.
I really like the girl who plays Katara.
I like her. She's, I've seen her in other stuff. She was charming. In Anne with an E as she was the voice in the What If episodes that were all in
the native
language.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, she was one of the voices in that.
Not the main girl, because that was the girl from Reservation Dogs and a couple episodes of Echo. But
I think she was a secondary or tertiary voice.
Tertiary.
She was a named character. I can't remember what the character's name was because I'm terrible. Futzbumwaller. So I think aesthetically, this show blew me away. The costuming is so detailed.
The wigs need work. The
wigs need work. I mean, wigs.
No wigs.
It's a little weird.
There was one of the episodes where
Wata.
What's his name from Star Wars gets his little top knot kind of shot off. But then, and then the next episode, he has it. Or in the next, like later in the episode, he has it again. And I'm like,
hair grows back, Nick. God.
Not that quite.
So
sorry, continuity things.
Like
just have his hair down. Like who the fuck cares? Who fucking have his hair down?
Well, the top knot is kind of it comes more into play in season two. They symbolically cut off their.
I get that, but like when you have it and shot off and.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't put it back in two scenes later. It doesn't work. Next episode, fine. Same episode, no. It doesn't work. Sorry.
I loved him as Uncle Iroh. And from the like second episode, I was like, he is gonna make me cry when we get to that backstory. And then like later that episode, there was his son and the funeral and that wasn't in the original show. It was the funeral bit wasn't. Because that is sort of what endeared Zuko to his uncle, which I thought was a really nice addition. But yeah, I was like, he is gonna fucking rock that. Can we talk about Daddy Day Kim? I mean, Daniel Day Kim. I mean, Fire Lord Hosei. Ha.
Doing it for you.
Yes.
He
is irredeemably evil.
But that jawline.
Originally voiced by Mark Hamill in the original show.
It's pretty funny.
I know. I was like, I kind of just want Mark Hamill. But, you know.
Yeah.
I'll take Daniel Day Kim. I thought the inclusion of Azula in the first season was interesting. How she's kind of being more of a puppet master. Because...
Mm-hmm.
In the animated series, she's more of a loose cannon, you feel like. Like, she's just sort of sent after Zuko because Ozai's like, just go do something. And here she's like, oh wait, no, that, am I confusing things? I am.
Maybe.
I think I'm confusing. Yeah, no. No, I'm not. No, because in this... I don't know. My brain is...
Mark Hamill, am I right?
Mark Hamill!
Wally. It was Wally.
He-Man's pretty good.
No, because I...
Still on my list.
I kept, like...
I know.
Oh, something happens in the new season. It's crazy.
I know.
No, what new season?
The Masters of the Universe. The new Master of the Universe.
Smith, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, my God. You find some shit out about Skeletor. Holy fuck.
You bet.
Oh, my God. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Anyway.
So you like it?
I like it. I will probably have to do a rewatch because I usually catch the weird stuff on the second go-round. I was just happy enough to be watching it.
Speaking of weird stuff.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I will do a rewatch and maybe eat my words, but probably not, because I really liked... I think the two standouts for me were Sokka and Iroh. Those actors were... I don't want to say completely pitch perfect, but they were way more spot on for me than other characters were, and I think that's just narrative reasons. But anyway, I liked it. I will continue to watch it. And it did get renewed for seasons two and three.
Yeah.
So we'll get the whole...
Shogun, probably not.
Whole. Shogun's a miniseries, isn't it?
It's sort of, but it's supposed to have more seasons.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
It's talked about. It's not probably not going to get renewed. I don't understand why either, but I don't fucking know. Anyways, it could be just early rumors.
Probably. It's right now. It's the most critically acclaimed show.
I know.
In the last like 20 years.
I know. Speaking of weird things, Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Part 2. The first one,
a French guy.
The first one was really good. The second one, boy, did it get weird like the original. It got.
Isn't that just the narrative of Dune?
Yeah, that's
though?
Dune.
It just gets
weird.
I know it gets weird, but I was like, the first one wasn't very weird. It was very pretty much kind of straightforward.
Yeah,
and like, okay, right. And this one just got hippity dippity fucking. Cuckoo bananas weird.
So
that's Dune.
I know.
As a
but
person,
I'm just saying, like, I didn't. I mean, I was waiting for him to be like, this, like that fucking thing from the original.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. But fucking when they brought in Elvis.
Fade.
Holy fuck! He is evil as wow. Just wow.
Yeah, he definitely knocked. Staying out of the park and making Fade the absolute intimidating psycho he's supposed to be.
And, like, I didn't think it needed to be in the film, but I still enjoyed it. But when they were on their home planet, wow. That was it's crazy.
What they did with the color?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I was blown the fuck away.
Did they drain the color?
Well, the sun on their planet removes all color. So like when they're like inside, you can see them, but as they walk outside, they lose all color.
That's really fucking cool.
Yeah,
and the way he designed the transition of it is it was fucking mind blowing.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely,
it was so well done.
I do have plans to see it, but yeah, as a person who basically knew very little about Dune before the last movie came out, I went into it. Completely kind of blind. I knew it was sort of, you know, space allegory of whatever and stuff and worms and there's a dude who's a dude and then becomes a worm and I don't know what the hell happens.
If you want
the first movie was easy for me to follow, but then it...
Second one gets a little trippy.
I'm good with a little trippy.
If you... I don't have it, but if you want a really good explanation of... And it kind of is the way that we explain things sometimes. If you read Josh Brolin's Instagram post about his...
I said that to you earlier.
You did. His definition of... But I'd seen it before, but I'm glad you had reminded me. His definition of how... Or his synopsis of the
Dune
second... 2. Is just beautiful. And also with Josh Brolin and his long hair in this film... Just like, I want to see you play Wild Bill Hickok again, because that was my first introduction to Josh Brolin. Well, besides Goonies, was Young Riders when he played James Butler Hickok. Totally unrealistic because, anyway.
Is that Young Guns?
No, it's called Song Young Riders. It was about the Pony Express where they put. They put Wild Bill Hickok and Buffalo Bill Cody both on the Pony Express at the same time.
I'm thinking of the
Emilio
Estevez.
Yeah.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, no. And also,
what's his name? Billy the Kid.
Jesse James was also in an episode. So all these Western people, like, it's just not historically.
We're gonna we're going to fuck with history and
yeah, pretty much
make it.
But it was fun. But it was fun to see Josh Brolin play a cowboy, and now he has long hair again. I'm like, I want to see you. I want to see you play a real good
save a horse riding cowboy.
Wild Bill Hickok's, and not that crappy one with
Cowboys and Aliens.
No, there's a Wild Bill movie made with right? Why can't I think of the actor's name?
Wild Bill Hickok.
Jeff Bridges. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh,
it was a bad movie. It's really bad. Don't watch it.
Don't ever put it. Ignore it. So never mind. Dropping it.
But Dune 2 is really good, and I can't wait for Dune 3, The Messiah.
I can't think of a Western movie with
Jeff Bridges
that I've seen besides True Grit.
I was going to say.
And I know you're not talking about True Grit.
But you're not
talking
about
True Grit.
I'm socked right in the face.
No. He played Wild Bill Hickok in a movie. I think it's called Wild Bill or something. I promise you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Dune Part 2 probably this weekend.
Because the guy that played the young cat...
It was called Wild Bill.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who played the guy that killed him? Was it the guy that was in that two-hander with...
Who killed him? I don't remember these things.
Is it
Charlie Prince?
Steve.
Buffalo Bill. Will Plummer? Jack McCall.
Jack McCall.
David Arquette.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it was David Arquette. That's right.
John Hurt was also in the movie.
I was thinking of Tombstone. Not Tombstone. What was that TV show? Deadwood. The guy that played Jack McCall and that was the guy that was in that two-hander with John C. McGinley, who we interviewed. Anyways, should we get to trailers real quick and then get to nerd grabs because we're kind of running out of time? So that the new Crow trailer dropped. Wow.
So
with Elvis.
No. Pennywise.
Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Literally, an open invitation. So, any Skarsgård who wants to do anything, I'm available.
Bill Skarsgård, come on our podcast, and subsequently Megan's face.
Yes.
Also, I think when I was talking about Dune, I said it was Elvis that played Fade, and it wasn't. It was Skarsgård that
not Stellan.
Played.
No, Elvis. Austin Butler plays Fade.
Does he?
In Dune 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did I think it was Skarsgård?
I'm the one who said it earlier, that he's the one who plays Fade.
They look,
God damn it.
They look similar.
Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Similarly
anyways.
Crazy.
They do look a little similar, though Austin Butler definitely has the bigger lips.
Yes.
So I have been making fun of the way the new Crow looks since it was released, mostly because I hate his stupid mullet. I don't know why the mullet is coming back.
I hate it.
Gen Z, young Gen Z and older Gen Alpha, why are you doing this? It was awful the first time around. Stop making these mistakes. It's bad.
There was a guy on Love is Blind who bragged about having a mullet.
And one of our friends, one of our non-binary friends got one, and they're very proud of it.
Oh.
I'm like, Amber, no.
No. Please
stop. I love you so much. This is a bad choice.
Shave it off. Stop. I'll do it for you. Give me a.
I didn't like the look of the Crow because it's too.
It's like the Joker from Suicide Squad.
Yes.
It's like, and I know you're trying to appeal to these Gen Z demo.
Like, it's too much. And I know she was a Nazi, but the Coco Chanel thing is like when you're leaving the house, take one accessory off. Like, take one accessory off, leave it at home, because you are doing too much otherwise.
I just attribute that to, like, my mom and my grandmother, so.
Well, and, like, I like the eyeshadow, but, like, then he drew this little line that connects to his mouth that makes a smiley face. I'm like, no.
I don't mind that. It's
all the chest tattoos and,
like,
and arms.
Of supposed some to be like of them rock star, isn't
I know, and but that's what, it's kind of a Post Malone thing. Mm-hmm. It's what's popular, and I get it. They even used the Ozzy Osbourne Post Malone song for the trailer, which they made sound super good.
Yeah, they did.
So here's the problem. As much as we've been making fun of the look of the Crow, that trailer fucking slapped. It looks so good, and I'm so angry about it. It looks really good.
It does look
good. And I'm very annoyed about it. Because I was like,
Yeah.
Oh, come on! This looks awesome!
Damn it.
Young girl's a really nice butt. She shows a lot.
It was a pretty accurate representation of exactly how he
yeah that was That was the entire three-act drama that played out on Kevin's face as he was watching the trailer.
That was a very good representation.
It looks really good, and I'm so angry. I hate that he looks like Jared Leto in Suicide Squad. A mullet and 2001 emo vibes.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
God damn it. Then there was another one.
Borderlands, yes.
Oh yeah,
Borderlands.
And that everything about it looks really good. Except I really don't like Kevin Hart as Jamie Lee Curtis is fucking fire, and even Kate Blanchett, which is really interesting because both Jamie Lee Curtis and Kate Blanchett are what I would consider to be far older than the characters in the video game. But I also don't care because they're Kate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis,
literally.
And they can do literally nothing wrong.
They could
murder me.
Just take a
Kate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis come on our podcast and subsequently my face
at the same time.
Yes. But it looks
like,
good.
Good for you.
It looks good.
It does, and I know nothing. Again, I know nothing about Borderlands.
Me neither.
And so it's, people are paid to come to the planet Pandora.
Yeah.
Which existed before Avatar.
Something about boxes.
They're trying to find this vault that has been on the planet for a long time by whoever used to live there. That supposedly has amazing technology and treasures, but it's kind of a shitty bandit planet where, you know, it's the Wild West of planets.
Yeah.
Because it brings bounty hunters and prospectors and that kind of a thing. And so you play as one of four of these kooky, fun-loving characters to try and find this vault.
Cool.
Handsome Jack is the main villain, who has sort of a Nathan Fillion thing going on.
Okay.
Just in sort of the way he talks and he jokes, and he's a very smarmy character, but he's also like the villain. But he is apparently not in this movie, but I think he's probably going to show up at the end. He's supposedly not the main villain of this. But spoiler alert, when they get to the vault, it turns out it's all just kind of a big empty lie. But there is apparently the actual vault is on the moon. With Steve. And so then, you know, the next game goes there and
God damn it, Steve.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Steve.
Exactly. Everyone has these cool superpowers. Like Kate Blanchett, she plays basically a Phoenix type of character where she has these fire powers. It's fun.
Gina Gershon.
Yeah, I'm just playing Mad Moxie again. Way older than the character, because Mad Moxie is this young buxom titty full, and I mean that's you know, Gina Gershon certainly was, but again, I don't give a shit. Let's get them titties out, girl. Let's go for this.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Jack Black's character's name is Claptrap.
Claptrap is a mainstay of the games. He is your guide throughout the games.
Yeah,
he's this annoying little robot who you just want to murder, but you can't, and he keeps getting in trouble, and you have to save him. And then I think in the third game, he's finally a playable character. Great choice to voice him. I mean, they could have gotten the guy who voices him for the game, but whatever. It's Jack Black. He'll pull in the money.
He's so good.
Yeah. So it does look good. And then it's also on the subject of sort of post-apocalyptic shooty bang bang video games being turned into things. Fallout had a new trailer.
Movie?
TV show. On Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it looks very faithful. Walter Goggins plays one of the plays the main ghoul, who seems like he's kind of the same character that's in the video games.
Right.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, McLaughlin's in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is. So is Chris Parnell is in it. But the main...
Speaking of Dune.
Some people have complained, because people are always going to complain.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, well, why is the main character a girl? I have never played a Fallout game as a guy. So the main character being a girl is what comes naturally to my train of thought when it comes to Fallout. I just think the game works better, especially the fourth one, because you're chasing after your kid, and I just think that the dad would care less. But But no, you play a girl, so and like the I love the Brotherhood of Steel, even though they're awful. I love them. I've thought about getting on my video game arm side. I've thought about getting their symbol tattooed on the other side of the Jedi symbol because they look very, very similar.
Nice.
And I'm very excited. It looks like it's going to be a very faithful adaption. It looks like it's going to be fun, funny. The new trailer broke out the I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire song, which is basically the theme song of the series at this point.
Right.
Nice.
I'm very excited to watch this. It looks absolutely fucking incredible.
Yeah. Another game I want to another show I want to watch, but never played the video game, so I'm sure I'll enjoy it for what it's worth. But it'd be interesting to, as we did with the last Airbender, compare how we feel about it. Since I know nothing about Borderlands or Fallout. I mean, I know their games, but never played them.
All I know as well.
Would like Fallout.
I have yet to finish the one that you bought me. Because it's so long. Not that I'm complaining.
Did I buy you Fallout?
No, you bought me the...
Oh, I thought you meant a long game. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of game.
It's a lot of game, which I'm fine with. It's a lot of world building... which is fine, and you can always, you know, I feel at this point I've done more missions than I should have, so I'm like more powerful than at the point in the game.
You can start with Fallout 4. You don't really need to know anything.
That's the one with the little boy, the Astro
little cartoon
boy.
Yeah,
guy?
With the little arm computer thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Pip Boy.
Nuke-Cola, I believe.
Nuke-Cola. Yeah.
Play Fallout 4. I think I like it.
Okay. Let's get around to it. Getting kind of Call of Duty'd out, so I need new games.
Duty.
And it's a first or third person shooter. It's like Skyrim.
I'm getting very frustrated because the Steam games that I want to play are not adaptable to my controller, and I don't want to, since they're on my laptop, I don't want to mouse and keyboard it.
You can
get a Steam Deck.
Well, you can map. Even if they're not compatible, you can still do mapping.
And I don't... Yep, I can. If I knew more about the exact way to map it, and understanding Ready or Not has like 90,000 fucking buttons. You need like 1 through 27.
Oh yeah, things that are like that are like survival crafting, anything like that. It's so hard to do with a controller,
right? So I just need to find more games that I mean, I know you can auto map them sometimes. There's like programs you can go and look and go, oh, this one's.
Yeah, all right. I like Fallout better on a controller.
What's the one with the bio suit and the little and the girl with the big needle thing? What game is that?
Bioshock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that needs a fucking show.
I thought there was an animated, or maybe that was.
Just... I think there was like a go along.
Oh, was it? Okay. Any other trailers you can think of?
Speaking of Dev Patel, there's a trailer for a movie called Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Peele's new.
Well.
And it looks very fucking weird and very fucking good.
Yeah.
Feel?
Where he's like a...
See?
Like, I had seen like... He'd seen like ads for a pop-up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this looks weird. And then I finally like sat down and watched it. I'm like, holy...
Oh, yeah. This looks really insane.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Peele.
Yeah. I mean, right. but yeah, it's Dev Patel. He plays like this like... fighter who wears like a monkey mask and I think has superpowers. Who the fuck knows?
Sign me up.
But he got cut for this flick.
There was a trailer that dropped for the new Roadhouse that I didn't watch.
Yeah, there sure was. I watched the trailer for it. It looks
stupid.
Isn't that Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm like, cool. All right.
I'm not watching that movie.
I saw.
I'm gonna protest that movie by not watching it.
I saw, like, someone made a thirst gif of Sam Elliott in the original Roadhouse when he's tying his hair back, and I'm like, I hate that one.
It's because it's Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott back then could get it.
I wish I was that fucking.
He's not
cool.
Now. He's like in his 80s.
If I mean, even not that long ago.
Not that long, like
he'd still probably
like 10 years ago.
Pull it if he wanted it.
Oh, he could.
He absolutely can pull it if he wants it.
Yeah.
Fucking Sam Elliott.
Like Big Lebowski era. Like.
Oh yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. Tombstone era. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, Megan's got to go change her.
Gross. I think this half of the table has had a lot of
thirst today.
A lot of thirst and a lot of pants changing needed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Sorry.
So,
not as excited.
It's okay.
And Jennifer Lopez has a new movie with Shang-Chi, Simu Liu, called Atlas, that looks really good.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's like time travel and space and exosuits and...
Yeah,
I only watched part of the trailer because I wanted to watch it with Sabre, but unlike that other movie she just came out with that looks like the world's greatest fucking trash fire.
Yeah. Speaking of what's it, Dahan?
You're doing great today.
I'm always doing great with names. What Dahan?
Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan. He was in Oppenheimer too.
Yeah, he sure was. And he played an absolute piece of shit.
But he played it so well.
I know, because he's a piece of shit. It comes very easily to him.
Fair enough.
Did you just like Captain Holt, like vindication?
Yes.
There we go.
Also, rip.
Oh, God. Yeah. I know.
Unfair.
Again, I did a rewatch of that as well recently.
So good.
They just put it back on Netflix. Well, they put the first like 5 seasons back on Netflix. So good.
I just watched. It was on TV, and I think I was eating breakfast or something, but Forgetting Sarah Marshall was on.
I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Hey, I've actually, like...
Top to bottom.
Jason Segel is, I think, one of my, like, favorite low-key people.
And I couldn't remember, was that when he did, like, so he's writing his Dracula musical,
yeah,
with puppets?
Yep.
Was that before or after Avenue Q?
After.
Okay.
It was after, yeah.
But it was when like that was like the thing.
Because
right.
one of the women in the Dracula musical was the original.
Oh right,
what's her face?
Kate Monster.
Kate Monster. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Stephanie something. Something. I don't know.
What's
her name?
Have you seen Transmissions from Elsewhere?
No.
Move it up your list.
Okay. Is it a show?
It's a show. Okay. It's a miniseries. It's one of his babies, and it's really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because it has a trans girl in it who he ends up dating.
Oh.
But that's like not.
It's not a
big
thing.
Well, yeah. It comes up where it's like,
yeah,
where she's like, you know, I can't do this. It's too much for me. He's
right.
Like, why? I don't understand. Because she's like, because of who I am.
Right.
He's like, but that doesn't, I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, they do take a moment to address it. But
yeah,
other than that, it's just,
he just
meets this really nice girl,
yeah,
that he's into. And
love that.
Nice. And it's like not the be all end all of her,
yeah,
personality and who she is. And, which I know can happen a lot with like trans,
yeah,
side characters, but she's also like basically the main, you know, the female character,
yeah,
but also like Sally Field is in it.
Hmm.
And yeah, it's a really fascinating show. And it was the guy who's just been in so many things lately. He played like older Loki. He was in episode 9 of Star Wars.
Yeah.
He always plays kind of a fuckface and everything.
Yeah.
He was in it as kind of like the sinister fuckface. So, because that's what he has, a sinister fuckface. Fuckface voice.
I guess.
So
he does.
Nerd grabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go. Because you talked about your trip to New York. I'll talk a little bit about my trip to Vegas. It wasn't too nerdy. I went to Vegas for my birthday. Got my ass handed to me in the casino.
This happens.
Right. And not that I like. I always, when I go to Vegas, I always have like a, this is my gambling budget, and I'm not going above that. I'm not going to fucking lose my, you know, rent money or whatever. Not that I'm renting anything, but
or mortgage money.
Yeah. Mortgage payment. Yeah, right. I'm not going to bet the house. But anyways, yeah, I totally got my ass. Like, and I couldn't win to save my life. And stupid. Speaking of fucking Willy Wonka, they got this new Willy Wonka fucking game there. Goddamn fucking Oompa Loompa motherfuckers.
Yeah, it took all my money too.
Oh, I was playing this one time, and you know how, like, there's a picture of Willy Wonka, right? And he,
mm-hmm,
zips by, and you can win, whatever. Well, there's also one with him that has a jackpot, okay? And the,
mm-hmm,
jackpot was 10 fucking grand.
Yeah.
And so it goes bottom, second from the bottom, bottom, second from the bottom, second from the bottom. All of them jackpot.
Son of a
bitch. So I missed it by one. I was like, you Motherfucker! I was so mad. I was shitting my pants at first, and then it was shitting my pants for no reason.
Doesn't that happen a lot in Vegas? Just
not like this was a rarity. Like I.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
last time I went to Vegas was the first time I went and didn't like play. Like we did some slots, but like I get too annoyed to lose a lot of money because like if I don't win, I give up really fast.
Yeah.
Gambling is not a vice for me.
Yeah.
But like this was the first time I didn't do like I played a little bit of craps, but not a lot. And I didn't do any blackjack, which I normally like. That's where I kind of hang out.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. I was having more fun doing other stuff, and then I got sick towards the end of it. So,
oh. Well, on my birthday, I got very drunk, and I lost like a bunch of money, but I never had more fun losing money on my birthday. So that was good.
It's good.
Which I also saw BattleBots.
Yeah. That looked really fun.
It was so awesome. So what I learned later was that so. Every team, like the battle bots they have there are built by the teams, but are not the ones that they use for their show. So they're not the show bots. Witch Doctor was there. So the Witch Doctor team built that bot because they have to build like 5 bots.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones are like their demo ones that they use for this show in particular. It was still cool. And the people weren't there to pilot it. It was like the co-creator, he was there and he was driving one of the bots. And then another guy that's a big wig was driving one of the bots. And you see the co-creator on the TV show. He's the guy that comes out and like helps move the bots. He's an old gray haired guy and usually coming out, putting out fires and shit. So if you watch the show, that's the guy. He's one of the co-creators, which is cool that he goes out and helps. You know, he's there being
hands-on.
Right. So he was really cool. And it was the original, the hosts for the show were this Australian guy and the original host from Comedy Central.
Wow.
If you remember that.
I do.
Which is when I first started watching it. So that was the other host. We got to meet them. They were cool. Because I got the VIP Platinum, so we got, like, free snacks and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
But it was still pretty cool. The BattleBots still beat the fuck out of each other. One of them was, like, so on the outside when you walk in, and it is the arena where they film the TV show. Jeez. So we were sitting back where it says BattleBots, you know, the big BattleBots lit up thing. And, of course, me, the theater person, was looking at how they constructed it. And I was like, oh, that's
yeah, naturally.
Cool. Right. Especially the tunnel they walk through. I'm like, oh, that's smart. So there's one, when you walk in, there's like the different, who's fighting who. And there was one that was, BattleBot versus question mark. And so when that one came up, it was the BattleBot versus a slot machine that was just like on this moving platform. It didn't have any weapons or anything.
Yeah, it was just watch it kick the shit out of a slot machine.
It annihilated the shit out of that slot machine.
Did
and it was
feel a little bit better?
I did.
Willy Walker, you son of a bitch. You really?
I really did, but it just annihilated it. And it was so fun to watch. Just eat it up. And then, like...
What, deep cocksucker?
Right. Mammoth was there. And Mammoth was one that came on the scene 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. It's huge. It's fucking ginormous. It's taller than I am. And I stand about 6 feet. You look on them on TV and they look kind of small, but you have to remember these are 250-pound bots.
Good lord.
And my nerdgasm when I watch 250-pound bots get fucking tossed up in the air like they're nothing, the kinetic energy that it takes for that to happen is astronomical. And it just... Okay.
I can see your now nerd boner eat. From over here.
Right. I'm sorry. I'll change my pants later. It was fun. And then we got to see the backstage stuff, which was kind of cool. And like I said, the teams weren't there, but like a couple of the people from the teams, like the one guy, the really tall guy from Kraken was there, from Team Kraken, which we got to watch Team Kraken fight, and that was pretty cool. Started another bot on fire. It was awesome. And there's a couple other guys that were part of other teams that I don't quite remember which ones they were, but that's okay. I was kind of semi-inebriated. But we really didn't do any other nerdy things. We shot some machine guns. I shot some World War II machine guns that we always do.
Is there somewhere you could shoot like a bazooka?
You can at Battlefield Vegas.
Can you? I thought they didn't have any like big explosives. I thought it was just like machine guns and shit.
You can. You just have to pay a shit ton of money to do it.
I was gonna say,
you can also pay like $5,000 and they can fly you up in a helicopter and you can shoot from a helicopter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Right. But you have to pay like $5,000 for it.
Yeah,
we did go to the gold and silver pawn shop again. We almost got on the show because we were talking to the guy that was like selling the stuff. And he's like, well, if you want to be on the show, that guy over there is one of the producers. If you want to talk to him, I'm like, I don't really want to stick with him for that. But we could have been. Whatever, it's fine. Like the people that just kind of meander around in the
it'd be
shop.
Like an extra.
Yeah, be like an extra. I'm like, no, that's okay. It'd be kind of cool, but
you don't want that on your resume.
I wouldn't mind it. I don't care.
I was a meanderer on Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars? You may recognize me.
But we did go across the across the parking lot. There's like a little two-level, I don't even want to call it a strip mall, but it's like a little something. And that's where Rick's barbecue is. First of all, they have really good fucking barbecue there for Vegas and being owned by a guy who owns a pawn shop. But we had some really great conversations with like the manager and the bartender and some guy that works at all these chapels and shit who like, he's like, I love Elvis. I'm like, really? I didn't notice because he had like the Elvis hair.
Yeah.
Super cool dude. Like we just had this awesome, just great conversation. We talked about movies and we talked about Rebel Moon and how not to fucking watch it. And the one guy was like, really? I'm like, yeah, it sucked, dude. Don't even waste your time. But yeah, we didn't really do anything really super nerdy. Except lose my fucking money. So that was fine. But like I said, BattleBots was fucking cool. It's worth it. Worth every dime. I don't know if I'd go again, but I probably would. I mean, to the BattleBots. I'll definitely probably go to Vegas again. Probably not on my birthday. I'll go somewhere warmer and nicer. Where I don't have to waste money on gambling.
Gambling.
Well, your birthday's in February, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it wasn't super warm in Vegas.
It was high 60s.
I mean, it was probably the same as it was here.
No, it was colder here. It was definitely colder here. I could have worn shorts there. We stayed in Mandalay. We stayed in Mandalay Bay, which is I've never been to that casino before. It was huge, fucking huge.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty fucking big, and the spa was fun. And very relaxing. They have a spa in there, like nice. All hotels. Although, what really pissed me off is again. You have a hotel room that you paid a lot of money for. They have a fridge in there, but you can't use it because it's full of all their shit, which all has sensors on it. And they're like, if you bump it or move it, we'll know, and you're going to pay for it, even if you don't take it.
What?
Which doesn't
you
make
can,
it.
No, you can, trust me, you can be like, I didn't touch shit. And they will, if you
sure.
just talk to the front desk, they'll reverse it every time, I promise.
I'm sure, but we were like, whatever. We went to Walgreens and got a fucking styrofoam cooler again. Fill it with ice. It was fine. Which was funny because like a can of pop was like $17. But down the hallway was the vending machine that sold bottles of pop for $3.
Did you try calling the front desk and asking for an additional fridge to be dropped off? Because they a lot of times will have additional fridges they can bring to your room.
For a charge, yes.
How much? Because I
like $50 a night.
Really? Oh, I remember yeah, being way less than that. We didn't need it at our last hotel because it had one, but
nope,
I remember it being like $10 or something.
99
like that.
Cents in the ice machine.
Inflation, am I right?
Nickel and
right.
Dime.
Like I said, 99 cents for the styrofoam cooler, sat on a towel, good yeah. to go. It would last you the entire time we were there. So,
yeah.
And then you just leave it. What else for nerd grabs? Fight monkeys. Yeah, we're doing stuff. Kevin and I are. Part of a group of stunties and actors, local actors. We're trying to start up a group called Fight Monkeys that trying to get work, which sounds like we have some things possibly lined up.
Yeah, it sounds like we got a couple projects.
Right. And then MarsCon happened. That's really the other thing, which was, you know, MarsCon, where we did our Talon and Cam and Chica and Lee and I went and talked about fight stuff and movies and I met these two guys, brothers, Malik and Frey, who own VIP Bad Boys Productions. They used to be music video producers and writers and videographers and stuff, but have moved to full-length features, and they have three shows on streaming services out and about. And sounds like they saw my videos because of course I was like, hey, my name is Nick, blah, blah, blah. Would you take a look at these movies and tell me what you think? But there sounds like, there sounds like they're interested in working with me. So we might have some future projects. So that's kind of a big step for me because they're like real, you know, not that I haven't worked with real live, you know, big producer people, but it sounds like they're
real live big producer people.
Right. And the app keeps winning awards. It just won another one for, or selected for, a film festival in Portugal. So there you go.
They really like us overseas.
They do. They do. There's still a few more that it's entered in. We'll see what happens. So anyways, that's my nerd grabs.
Nice. Nice.
I lost money.
Anything, Megan?
I paid off my most recent cat skills, so hopefully I'll have those in...
Hey, cat skills.
Still waiting on mine.
Did you pay them off?
Yep.
Okay.
Why did you not have them yet?
Keep getting delayed?
I did get an email from my person saying, hey, AS, so I can get started. So I paid them, and hopefully they're getting started.
Because I had put down the two-thirds.
Yeah, same. I put down the two-thirds. I just paid the last third. And these are my 5-button, so they're shorter, and they're more Cove-appropriate. They're more piratey-themed.
Sure.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. That'll be really cool. If they get here in time, knock on wood. For this season, I guess. I have my other ones that I love. And then... What else? I haven't gone anywhere in the last 7 months, so that's fun.
Soon.
I did buy myself some 4 new house plants today.
Classic.
And I left the house before Aaron got home, so I haven't dealt with that reaction yet. It'll probably just be like, I saw you have new plants. I'm like, yeah, I got 4 new plants because.
Because shut up. That's all you got to say.
Because I wanted them and shut up. Like,
there you go.
You keep buying like weed shit, so I'm going to keep buying plant shit.
There you go.
And yes, I do have 2 weed plants in my house at the moment. They are very small at the moment.
Is that a weed?
Oh, I got a new lease. I got a new bathroom.
Oh yeah, you did.
I saw your little video. It was cool.
Yeah, I said to the guy that helped me with it, and he's like, "Wow, you made like a whole video of it." It's like, like kind of like a filmmaker.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal in Portugal. So.
Portugal, come on our podcast.
The entire country.
I should use Portugal for it. Anyways. Portugal.
Portugal the man.
Yeah. I use that for my video on my, what's the thing called? TikTok, for my Vegas shooting thing. Hey, Portugal the man.
Such a good find. You done?
Catskills, plants.
Haven't gone anywhere.
Weed. Life is depressing and boring. No, I'm kidding. My life is actually pretty good. I think that's it. What about you, Mr. New York?
It was good. So we got to bring home a couple of the masks from Sleep No More, which was like a film noir telling of Hamlet. And including the end where like you see the guy like hang himself and like he's right there. Like he puts the thing around his neck and then he hangs himself. And it's a hotel.
Immersive.
It's immersive. You're following actors around. Nobody talks. All of the patrons have to wear these white masks. And nobody's allowed to talk. The actors don't talk. Nobody fucking talks. You just follow them around, or you don't if you don't wanna.
Sounds terrifying.
It was terrifying and awesome, and I enjoyed every second of it. But like, and I know how like the hanging thing works. I know there's like a hook and a loop and it harness and it straps them up. But like, it looked legit. It was very good. But then we had like a cool afterwards. You go to like a little jazz club thing, and we had like a table right up front, and it was stellar. And that I picked up like I said a couple of things from the Nintendo store. Saber got a couple purses and a couple wallets that are Louis Vuitton. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Louis Mitton.
I've been calling it Louis Button.
Louis Button.
But yeah, it was fucking great. It was so good. And then recently I just picked up the Pixel Remaster of Final Fantasy 1-6.
Wow.
So I'm trying to make my way through the series. I do want a platinum 1-6.
Wow.
I just finished 1 and platinumed that one. I am well on my way through 2. This is gonna be an undertaking, but I'm excited. And by God, I'm gonna do it. And I beat Animal Crossing again on my new island since
Yay.
I fucking Switch since I had to start the fuck over.
Yay.
Take that Switch.
But then we little Lego minifigs because I like turning Nerd Grab into a grab bag. So it's like a little mystery pack. So let's find out what everybody got. I've done one of these before, and I got Storm. I'm kind of hoping for Wolverine or maybe Moon Knight or something. Ooh, I got Kate Bishop. Look at that little cutie.
Oh, it's...
Oh, yeah, I got that guy that we didn't know who he was.
And it came with Lucky the dog.
You got Kate Bishop?
Yeah.
Hey. You got Wolverine.
Shut up.
All right.
Nice, look at that.
Okay, he's got little fucking Lego claws.
Hey, that's look at those little Lego claws.
Fucking little Lego claws. I don't know how I'm going to put them on his hand.
And it came with Lucky the dog.
Came with
Oh, and she came with a pizza, too.
Okay, how do I put on the hair and the helmet?
Who'd you get?
You don't. It's either or.
Well, that's dumb. And one of it. Oh,
yeah, it is Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
It is like, Goliath.
His arms are backwards. No, it's my stupid
he's
ass.
He's definitely wearing the helmet. I'm not putting the hair on because, you know. This is
actually has.
This is good, good content we got going on right now.
He has itty bitty Ant Man.
He does, that he holds.
Yeah.
It's so cute. How do you hold him?
I'm sure we'll cut a lot of this out.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She's so cute. I love her.
Why don't I put the claws on him?
What the hell is this?
It looks like maybe they go underneath his hands. So you have to like.
Well, they're little. Well.
Yeah. Well, you have to like take out the hand and then put them under like the hand through it and then into the armhole.
Oh, there's all sorts of them. Two different Moon Knights.
Yeah.
Old school. That's what's his name?
Are they doing a Moon Knight season 2?
Sure as hell hope so.
I think they are. I think they so. Started.
Oh, he's got a. I
think
see.
They started principal photography recently.
He's got a. He's just got a hold.
If him. my Tumblr is anything to go off of.
It's kind of lame, but he's got to just hold them. But that's okay.
I don't know why this comes with like stands for her. Like she can just stand and maybe for that.
I can't believe I got one.
He's got
that's
two
sweet.
Little Ant Men.
And I got.
He can hold.
And he came with a little. How the hell did that fall away? He came with a little.
It's so he can hold one, and then one can stand next to him and look super tiny. Look.
Mine came with a little robot head too.
Mine came with a one-eyed dog.
Lucky.
Robot head? Do you mean like a sentinel head?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Hold on, I dropped my head.
I don't even
hate when that happens. Is that Agatha?
Yeah. That one would be good, yeah. too.
I want her.
Right?
Ah, cool.
Oh, dang.
Ooh, that's dope.
Super dope.
Man, if you guys could see this, you'd be so impressed.
It's a little sentinel.
Oh, he's got little hairs on his arm.
That's
funny.
That is, he does have little hairs on his arm. A little hairy boy.
I'm still trying to figure out what these little what plastic things are for.
It's so they can hold on to, it's like,
It's so you can prop them up so they're like if they're flying or floating or anything like that.
Well, I have a little clear plastic thing that's holding up one of the Ant Men because otherwise he wouldn't be able to hold.
Oh, I could put the helmet on that. The head.
Heed, fence, no.
I love that movie.
Oh, he just holds the claws. Okay.
Yeah, he just holds them. It's kind of weird.
Gotcha.
Why does
Hawkeye come with a cute little owl? That makes no sense. I love it.
Why does this have the instructions on how to put Storm together?
I know, right? Well, it's just supposed to be like general instructions because all of the...
General instructions?
Because all the things are the same. But like, there's no way to attach Lucky to the base, but that's okay. He's still a good boy.
The goodest boy.
Wait, maybe I can.
I bet you can.
I think you can. You just have to offset.
No, because I thought maybe you could attach him via the, like, his feet make kind of like a hole, but there's like nothing to keep it there.
Oh, there we go. Okay, the head's there. There we go. All right, now the head's on. Another thing we can knock off the fucking platform.
I know.
Shit.
You love it.
You need to like catalog all the
We should start a shelf or something.
Trinkets.
So in case people don't know, in front of us where the microphones are connected, there's like a round little flat disc platform where the microphones are connected to on arm stands. And we put all of our little bobbleheads and things that we get off of these little minifigs and stuff.
Probably post a little picture of it.
Probably. After I clean my office.
I was going to say,
can you not show the dirtiness of my office?
I won't show the dirtiness of your office.
But there are a whole bunch of them here, and we often knock them around. Along with all of our hanging keychains off of our microphones.
Very frequently do we knock them off.
Yeah. We'll maybe have to make a little something. No, we'd probably knock them off that too.
Yeah.
Didn't I say in a previous episode I was going to commission Aaron to do a thing?
Probably. He probably did.
I think I did. And then I never got around to it.
That's fine.
I'm going to text him right now because he's probably just getting high in his office.
And I need him to.
That is literally all he does.
Hey,
I love him.
I should give you the little mini thing.
Your barrels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can experiment with the mini meads. Because I think that would be hilarious.
What was I doing? Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, everyone's going to be the hottest commodity out of.
Commodity?
Dichotomy. Dichotomy out of the Renaissance Festival. Everybody's going to want one. I'm going to have a limited number. All right. Anything else for Nerd Grabs?
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Well, I think that will about do it for this episode. This has been Best Threesome Ever. Let's try that again. This has been Best Threesome Ever, episode 173, brought to you by Jaybird Wines. I'm Nick.
I'm Megan.
And Kevin.
And we will see you next time.
See ya.
The views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not directly reflect the views of nerds everywhere.